Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
All right, well, you all should have gotten an email. No, Mr. Kerr sent it out this afternoon. We've received an invitation to attend Escambia County Committee of the Whole workshop. That obviously presents some challenging dynamics as far as sunshine and how that relates to our ability to participate and or not participate. So
this is Jared Moore. He is the Pensacola City Council president, briefing the other members of the Pensacola City Council at the agenda review last week about how they've been trying to set up a meeting with the county about the Bay Center. Okay, because obviously it's a major influence on the downtown economy. It's a big revenue, loser for the county, but it's obviously an ongoing conversation that we have in terms of, you know, what should be done with it. Mayor D.C. Reeves had said that he wants to be involved in this conversation, and he recognizes that making decisions will probably involve making financial commitments too. But it's in the city, even though the county owns it, and so wanted to have that joint meeting. And, Jared Moore is kind of indicating that there's going to be a meeting that, you know, we've been invited. And that's a normal thing. They haven't had a joint meeting in a while. The joint meetings between the city and the county are usually not all that. That's the way I want to say this. They're not particularly efficient because you got five county commissioners, you got seven city councilors, you got the mayor. It's just, there's a lot of talky-talky. And everybody feels like it's their need to take the time to say the thing, the whatever. It's, you know, everybody wants to say they spoke. You know, it's like the All-Star game. Everybody wants to be able to say they touched the bat. Not always the most productive things, but it is important to have, especially when you got to figure out issues between the city and the county. It's kind of like having a giant super cow. You know, the cow is the committee of the whole, where you can talk about things. You know, because of sunshine, they can't all talk about a lot of these things. Now, I mean, a county commissioner and a city councilman can talk as much as they want, but they can't talk amongst their own boards. And actually, when it comes to transportation issues, because they're all on the Transportation Planning Organization, TPO, they actually can't talk to each other about roads and stuff. So it's dicey, like, which things they can and cannot talk to each other. Anyway, back to setting up this meeting, Mayor D.C. Reeves.
I think there might be some conversation with the county as it pertains to who's in this meeting and what the format of this meeting is. It was the first I'd heard that we were going to have folks just going up to the dais, ultimately, right, as opposed to kind of a holistic conversation.
Wait, what? So the county's inviting them to this meeting on Thursday, but they're inviting them as, like, speakers at the podium? Is that what they're talking about? Don Crayer, city council administrator?
Part of what precipitated this, a little bit maybe, is that I had sent a message to Wes Moreno just asking if he could put it on his radar for us to set up a joint meeting between the mayor, you all, and the county commission. And I think the goal was to do that after this April 3rd meeting so that we kind of got a sense of what they were looking at, so then we could have a joint meeting was my general feel.
Okay, so the theory being that this is more of a get everybody involved and then later on we could have a joint meeting and we're going to have a bunch of agencies and organizations and interested parties because there's a lot of people that have a sort of finger in the pie about the topic of the Bay Center, everybody from the ice skaters to Pensacola Sports to obviously the the Ice Flyers to the arts community to Pensacon, you know, and, you know, so maybe it's just more of an information gathering. And Don says,
just shortly after that, I got a email from Jose, I can't remember his last name, about inviting you all to the committee, the whole meeting. So then today I requested just a little bit of clarification on the setup and the arrangements, how it was all going to work. And I think I included you on this email today as well, Mr. Mayor, was that the response was going to be, we've invited a number of groups to come, and we will let them come up to the podium and speak.
The county commissioners told the city councilmen, yeah, you guys can come to the meeting. We definitely want to hear from you. You get 3 minutes just like all the other peasants. my God, no. You can speak like in public forum. You can have your say for a couple of minutes and then it can be next. No. Come, no, they did not. Yes. Yes, they really did. I'm trying to think of how this, you know, I mean, do the city council members have to bow? You know, do they have to learn how to curtsy? I mean, are they expected to come with like garlands and tribute? Like, it's just, you know, I'm just a low city council member. I'm just an elected official. I'm here to speak on behalf of my people. Please, please, sir, can we have some consideration for our interests?
Please, sir, I want some more.
What?
Please, sir, I want some more.
It's like Oliver begging for the porridge. Just... We'd really like to have a joint meeting with the council.
Thou mayest come speak before thy presence, ifest thou wishes. Be sure to wait thy turn and not speak beyond the bell. Peasant. John, am I reading? I mean, because that is such an insulting thing to offer.
I'm wholeheartedly agreeing with you on
this. And then, look, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what Jared Moore said, or what Don Chris said? The letter back, the email back, didn't come from, like, the chairman, didn't come from the county administrator, came from somebody they don't even know his last name, Jose something or other. You know, yeah, I don't know what went on in the discussion, if there was a discussion between Chairman Kohler and, you know, Administrator Moreno, you know, but it seems like maybe part of that conversation was, all right, you know what we should do? We should tell them that they get 3 minutes at the podium. 2 minutes if there's a lot of speakers. And you know what we should do? You want to sign the letter? Oh, no. Nope. You want to sign it? No. Nope. Give it to Jose. He'll sign it.
That's so true, though.
It just... is so condescending. At least you could have said, oh, we'd gladly have a joint meeting with you. What we're also trying to do is have an informational get-together, and you guys are welcome to attend that. If you want to speak, you want to not speak, you know, we'll waive the time rules for... I mean, whatever you would just... But, oh, no.
You may come speak before us.
Lonely
like
peasant.
Like all the other serfs.
John Pickens says traffic on the fives.
Lowly peasant.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I thought, what in the actual bleep? Are seriously? Like, it is. Anyway, go on, John. Go on.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm starting to see just a minor delay, maybe a five-minute delay if you're on 98 just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. We're just seeing in the eastbound lane. So just... you know, pack your patience with that one. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to this whole getting of the meeting, peasants at the podium kind of thing. Don Crayer says, and one of the things he's concerned about is if they're not a part of the agenda, do you have sunshine issues? Like if you have a couple of different city council members that are going to show up and speak at the podium, is that a sunshine violation? If they're talking back and forth about a base center that's going to be, you know, like, so, which I think is kind of interesting because theoretically, city council members could just go to the county. I mean, Sherry Myers used to go to the county as a city councilwoman. And what if, like, two went and it's not noticed or on the agenda and they just speak in the forum about something like that? I mean, I don't know what the rules are, but it seems weird. Anyway, Don Crayer's thinking ahead.
You all are all welcome to go, certainly. I would just ask if you are planning on going, just let me know so that I can let their staff know. But in doing that, you would be going as an individual, speaking for yourself, for your district, but not as a body. And I think that was kind of the goal of having a joint meeting, is that you have the Board of County Commissioners then speaking with the City Council as bodies together.
Yeah, and I mean, that's true. Mayor D.C. Reeves kind of, I have to imagine that there's the reaction amongst the council members and the mayor had to be a combination of, you know, like, feeling insulted, but also feel like laughing at the hubris of it and how ridiculous it is.
I think we're on the same page and between the administration and council staff about trying to maybe get a little more clarity on or at least get to a point where we are having more of a dialogue, not a administration or a mayor speaking to, you know, for 3 minutes at a podium or something like that. And I know they have good intentions. We have good intentions. We'll try to figure that out. But
oh, see, he's trying to be so sweet. They have good intentions. We have good intentions. I just think that maybe having a joint meeting is a little bit better than, you know, putting me on a time limit for 3 minutes at a podium to come beg the county commission for some favors, sir. Please, out of the leftovers, out of the scraps, could I have a little extra? Can I have another 30 seconds, please? I mean, it's millions and millions of dollars that you're wanting us to contribute. Can I get 3 minutes and 45 seconds? 620 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local. If I'm wrong, text me. Tell me you think I'm reading this wrong. But, man. I'm Andrew McKay.
You've built up the equity in your home. Now, a home equity line of credit from PinAir Credit Union can help you put it to great use. So build something incredible, like a backyard oasis or new walk-in shower. Invest in something special, like education or your business. Or just replace your roof. Boring, but important. Whatever you need, a home equity line of credit from PinAir is ready and waiting. And since there's no annual fee and no closing costs, a PinAir home equity line is always a perfect fit. Get started at PinAir.org/HELOC. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in tomorrow at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
The Navy needs Maverick. The kid needs Maverick. That's why I fought for you. That's why you're still here.
Good morning, 6:23 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I hate to have to be the one to tell you if you haven't heard, but Val Kilmer passed away at the age of 65 last night. And, of course, you remember him for all of the great movies. So many great movies and so many great roles. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, Andrew. New tariffs are expected to take effect today against countries President Trump says are taking advantage of the U.S. He's expected to announce these tariffs against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union at an event that he is calling Liberation Today in the Rose Garden this afternoon. That's at 3 o'clock this afternoon is when that's happening. The Justice Department says it'll seek the death penalty for alleged insurance CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Attorney General Pam Bondi said Tuesday she's ordered federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty against Mangione, who allegedly shot and killed United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York City.
This is the least surprising announcement ever, right? I mean, a guy on the basis of, I mean, ideology, like a political hate crime, right? I mean, that's what it was. And he goes and murders, allegedly, but, you know, murders a healthcare CEO. Of course he gets the death penalty. I mean, it would be outrageous if that wasn't what they were trying for. Sorry, go ahead. But just like the way I've kind of seen this framed a little bit online is people are kind of like surprised. No, I mean, this was like a political assassination. Like, this was really awful stuff, right? Go ahead, David.
Also seeing reports today that Israel's defense minister says they plan to seize large areas of Gaza and expand their military operations. Their defense minister says that the expanded operation will destroy and clear the area of terrorists, and the operations will require a large-scale evacuation of Palestinians that are living in Gaza.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Let's see, we got John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
I'd threaten to send him to El Salvador, the El Salvador prison.
Deport him?
Yeah.
No.
You think, okay.
I want the other.
I mean, that's pretty rough. Yeah. But anyway, no accidents to let you know about right now. Again, if you're traveling on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Park, we're seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay through the construction zone, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, I was criticizing the Escambia Board of County Commissioners pretty heftily just a moment ago. There was actually, I'll give the other side too, because you got to celebrate the good stuff. I love the human stories. I love the, like, I don't know, interesting little side note kind of stuff. And there was definitely an interesting little side note story last week as well, because it was somebody's birthday, Lumen May's birthday. And they were celebrating his birthday. And at one part, Stephen Barry was kind of like joke slash maybe not so much joking, griping that he's never gotten anything for his birthday.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. But to wish my colleague a happy birthday on Sunday afternoon. And I see there's a birthday card being distributed. I would point out that I've had a couple of birthdays on days that we actually had meetings and was never the recipient of a birthday card, but that's what happens when you run unopposed, I suppose, or you get 90% of the vote when you are opposed, then you get birthday cards as well.
I certainly want to thank our colleagues, each of you, for the gift. There was no money in it, so we don't have to.
Oh, don't worry. We're not.
Yeah, you couldn't violate that. But certainly I did not get cake in a party like Commissioner Kohler did for his birthday party, but maybe, you know, one day I'll be liked enough to get that.
Everybody's envious of everybody else's birthday stuff. It's so funny. And then this was where it got really interesting, because Mike Kohler and Steve Stroberger did a whole gift bag thing.
Mr. May, I need you to come back to the dais. Where are you?
He had gone back to, you know, go to the bathroom or something. So he brings him back up.
Yeah. Could you please come back? Okay, so as you know, it was Commissioner May's birthday on Sunday, and he's the lone Democrat. He has to deal with all these Republicans, but he got lone Democrat up here on the board. But he got ahead of himself because I know how much he likes cake. So we got him a cake.
It's a MAGA beer.
A cake, a MAGA hat, Make America Great Again hat for Lumen May, who's a black Democrat.
I will make friends.
A Reagan bag, an American flag, a Steve Stroberger commission shirt. A copy of the Constitution in case you haven't read it. So that was Mike Kohler's gifts, and then Steve Stroberger got in too.
That's not all that's in there.
All jokes aside, I love having fun.
I know this is not worth $25.
There's cigars, and also I got you these beads. It's got a Republican elephant on it.
We have a lot of fun with Lumen, but it's in good taste, and
I love all people.
And the emergency mustache kit, I have one in my locker up in the office, and I'm gonna make sure I get one first, Steven, because he's gonna want one of these. Everyone's got to have one. Emergency mustache kit.
Enjoy your birthday, Commissioner.
Happy birthday.
All right. Thanks, Commissioner. In all of my tenure,
I've never received a birthday gift from any commissioner, so this means a lot. I appreciate it.
We have
it's the last one yet.
Happy birthday, Lumen.
Thank you, sir.
Wes, I think you're up.
It was really adorable, and I will say it was kind of funny because throughout the whole thing, is the news thing still on? There you go. And throughout the whole thing, Stephen Barry was kind of like not. Awkward, not sure what to make of it. I couldn't tell if he was irritated at the fun of it all, if he was jealous, or if he was just kind of like, this is all a weird situation. I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. Because I would assume that Stephen Barry has given Lumen May birthday gifts. They're really good friends, right? I don't know. Maybe not, because they're fellow politicians. Maybe you're not supposed to or something like that. Maybe I'm just totally wrong. But, you know, he's a Republican, Lumen May's a Democrat, but they always talk about being close friends and, you know, been on the board for a long time together. I just, the human stuff makes me entertained, so I hope you enjoyed that. Mustache Kid.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Republicans win both special elections for House seats in Florida. Liberals maintain control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court.
All right, Wisconsin, we did it.
A lot of outside money was poured into that race. Elon Musk spent millions supporting Susan Crawford's conservative opponent, Brad Schimmel. New Jersey Democrat Cory Booker breaks a record, holding the Senate floor for more than 25 hours, attacking Musk and President Trump.
America, stop falling into tribal lanes and closing your eyes to things that should not be normalized.
He wanted to beat Strom Thurmond's record filibustering against the Civil Rights Act of 1957. President Trump this afternoon announces new tariffs on most products imported into the United States.
They will be effective immediately.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt says the tariffs will roll back unfair trade practices that are ripping off this country and American workers for decades. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 71 degrees, cloudy skies. This morning in Pensacola, we'll get more with Marion Caldwell in just a few minutes here. Florida's new District 1 congressman is Jimmy Patronis. He got 57% of the vote, defeating Democrat Gabe Vallimont yesterday. During his victory speech, he said he'll work hard to push President Trump's plans through Congress.
And with such a slim majority, we're going to have some tough battles. It is not going to be easy. So rather than, you know, seeing a bunch of members giving fake speeches to an empty chamber, I say we let President Trump get up and running and support his agenda and fix this country.
That from his victory speech last night, the win does bolster that thin Republican majority in the U.S. House. In another special election in Florida, District 6, State Senator Randy Fine won that election for the seat vacated by Mike Waltz. Both candidates were endorsed by President Trump. It's sickening. That's how Escambia County's chief deputy described an alleged dog-fighting ring that was being run at a home on Seamarge Lane and Lakewood Road.
And it's also, you know, I've been asked about, well, yeah, it's dog-fighting, it's bad. No, it's real bad. It's bad. But it's also the other crimes that go along with that. You have violent crime that goes along with that. That ilk is what I would call it.
I got you.
Because, you know, you saw the weapons. So there's a lot of cash. So there's weapons. There's violence. There's drugs. There's gambling.
And that is Chief Deputy Andy Hobbs. He says an investigation began last week after Animal Control noticed ropes, crates, and other evidence pointing to dogfighting on the property. Hobbs said deputies arrested 32-year-old Journey Purifoy away from the home. The SWAT team served a search warrant. When they did, they found firearms, more evidence of dogfighting, a book about training dogs for fighting, IV bags, and medical supplies. Purifoy is charged with animal cruelty. He's since been released on $15,000 bond. A bill meant to protect kids who use social media is moving forward in Tallahassee. State Senator Blaze Ignolios. Bill passed a Senate committee yesterday. Senate Bill 868 requires social media companies to allow parents of minors to view all of their messages. The bill also requires social media companies to cooperate more with law enforcement in cases that involve minors. Ingolia says that encryption used by social media companies can make it challenging for law enforcement to retrieve the proof that's necessary to put bad actors behind bars. And Florida now recovering tens of millions of dollars from a property insurance company accused of fraud. Florida Attorney General James Utmeyer announced yesterday that Universal Property and Casualty Insurance Company has agreed to return more than $30 million to the Florida Hurricane Catastrophe Fund. They've also agreed to pay $4 million in fines. The company was accused of fraudulently submitting ineligible claims for reimbursement. It's 6:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Lear Capital. Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Not seeing any accidents right now. Still dealing with minor delays on 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge. Expect about maybe a 7 to 10 minute delay there. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And now let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Here on your Wednesday morning, things are starting off foggy. A dense fog advisory will be in effect until 9 a.m. From there, clouds will make way for some afternoon sun, and that'll help temperatures to climb into those middle and upper 70s, maybe even some lower 80s in some spots. It will be on the breezy side as we will see a southeast wind gusting up to about 25 miles per hour throughout the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Marion Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather Update.
Thank you, Marion. 6:35. We've got 72 degrees across the area right now. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The rollout of President Trump's tariff plan is dampening sentiment toward the dollar and prompting investors to look elsewhere for their foreign exchange trades. It's according to strategists talking with CNBC. The dollar index, which measures the value of the greenback against a basket of major rivals, was little changed this morning. The Food and Drug Administration's chief tobacco regulator has been removed from his post as part of sweeping cuts to the federal health workforce. The removal of FDA tobacco director Brian King is the latest in a series of actions that have cleared out many of the nation's top experts overseeing food, drugs, vaccines, and tobacco products. Employers posted 7.6 million job openings in February, a sign that the job market is slowing but remains healthy. The number of vacancies fell slightly from a revised 7.8 million in January. Futures are moderately lower ahead of President Trump's tariff announcement later today. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 11. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
It's tax season. By now, we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's one you need to hear. $16.5 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud last year. Now, here's a good number, 100 million. That's how many data points LifeLock monitors every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed. Save up to 40% in your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com, promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
So be honest, how many of you had persuaded your coworkers at work yesterday that we were moving to American Standard Time? I hope you enjoyed it. I always hope when people buy the April Fool's story, I always hope that after they realize that it was, that they laugh at themselves, laugh at the thing. I hope it makes you like the show more. Like, that's the goal. I hope it doesn't make you, that Andrew McKay, you know? I hope that's not the case. There's all these rules about April Fool's Day jokes. Like, for example, if somebody asks you, you have to tell them. You have to admit. You know, like, you have to tell the truth. But, you know, you're supposed to do it in such a way that you can figure it out. Like, I like, to me, an April Fool's Day prank is the one where, especially a news story, is the kind where it seems plausible. It gets you kind of irritated and angry, and then you buy into it. And then it's written in such a way that if you're paying attention, you can figure it out. Like, it starts to become a little more absurd. Like, what do they have, the Watchwinders Union or something?
Right.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
And that's when I was like, huh?
Like, wait, what?
What?
There should be hints. You should be able to figure it out. But I want to give some credit to some of the local posts yesterday that were really good April Fool's Days. One is Gulf Islands National Seashore. Yesterday, while repairing a clogged sewer line, park staff discovered a hot spring on Santa Rosa Island. Just like the Gulf, the hot spring has emerald green water. Some hot springs are safe to swim in. Others may be too hot, too acidic, or too contaminated. Always check the water temperature, pH level, and cleanliness before entering one. Have you been to Hot Springs National Park? And it shows a picture of Fort Pickens Road with an excavator and a blue, like, spring coming up out of the middle of the sand. That got 1,500 likes and about 200 shares. The Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. Big news for Pensacola Beach. The iconic Pensacola Beach Water Tower is getting a more iconic makeover starting this summer. The beloved beach ball design will be replaced with something that truly represents our community, a massive sky-high tribute to the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. That's right. The tower will be repainted to resemble a giant blue Fat Albert aircraft, complete with jet trails and afterburner effects at night, and it shows the front nose cone for the beach ball. We know change, not the cone, but the cone in the cockpit. We know change is hard, but we think you'll love this high-flying tribute to our hometown heroes. What do you think? That got about 700 likes and about 200 shares. Pensacola International Airport had a good one. New seasonal destination. Pensacola International Airport is proud to announce a new direct flight from PNS to Floribama lounge and package. Forget beach traffic. Now you can be wheels up and waiting in Bushwhackers in just 6 minutes flat. And it's got a little picture of a small jet in front of the Floribama. First class passengers get free Bushwhackers, no middle seats, just bar stools. Boarding music is live Jimmy Buffett covers. Baggage claim is now a giant sand pit. Complimentary peanuts replaced with complimentary mullet, the fish, not the haircut, to throw upon landing. Flights take off April 31st. Book now before we run out of koozies. And we know this may come as a surprise, but if you've read this for April Fools, happy April Fools. This is a good one. I like that one. Mayor D.C. Reeves, that was 800 likes and 160 shares. Mayor D.C. Reeves, it's kind of long, which I respect because I write long. You know, I respect that. His was... that every time somebody runs a red light now, that because the fines are not working, that actually we're going to a red light redemption protocol. The RRLRP package it includes vehicle immobilization. The light interdiction and administration regime liar will be formed. So they're going to immobilize vehicles through the introduction of a potassium-rich organic obstruction into the vehicle's exhaust egress. Banana in the tailpipe.
Oh.
I'm going to fall for that banana in the tailpipe trick.
Yeah.
That's a good reference there. Appeals will take the form of a dispute resolution, which the offender selects one of three predefined symbolic gestures, the outcome governed by mutually understood precedence hierarchies. The method known as rock, paper, scissors will take place against the liar associate dispute resolution administrator, Dr. Richard Dickey Boggs, the 1997, 2004, and 2021 Seville Quarter rock, paper, scissors champion. A victory, although highly unlikely, free results in fine being waived. Loss results in doubling of the fine and no appeal, so it's a double or nothing. If you wear UWF gear, you get 10% off of your red light camera. If you're displaying on your car an official DC Reeves for Mayor sticker, you will get an additional 0.2 seconds to clear the stop bar upon turning light turning red, recognized by the liar tracking system. That one made me laugh. I thought that was pretty funny. Let's see. That was 118 likes and 16 shares, at least off of his page. He's got a couple different pages. Pensacola Vibes won the local. Okay, won the local. Mine had, I don't know, 60 shares, a couple hundred likes. Anyway, the Pensacola Vibes, 2,100 likes, 832 shares. Big news, Pensacola. Waffle House is taking things to the next level. Literally, a two-story Waffle House and waterfront view is coming to Pensacola. Imagine sipping coffee and enjoying your favorite waffles while overlooking the water. It's at the Balin Slip, the little boat slip that's back in there is where they're going to put it, and it's got a graphic of that. It's pretty good. Enjoying your favorite waffles while overlooking the water. This is a game changer for late night eats, sunrise breakfast, and everything in between. Who's ready for waffles with a view? Drop your go-to Waffle House in the comments. It's good. 2,100 likes, 800 shares. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Now, some of the other ones that were done around let me get John Pickens with Traffic on the Five. Some of the other ones that were done around Florida and the country were pretty good. John, go ahead, sir.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly. No delays on Highway 90 or 98 right now. Good job on that. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Oh, somebody texted in that the Duolingo was really good. I didn't catch that one, so tell me what that is. But some of the ones that I saw, St. Augustine, the Lighthouse, and the Maritime Museum, advertised that they were going to be putting a what do you call that at the fair or at the like Six Flags where you all spin around on the swings, the swing spinner, you know, where you all, it raises you up off the ground and then spins you around and your legs dangle free. They're going to install one of those at the top of their museum or their lighthouse.
Sweet, what a view.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
What a view.
Got one here. City of Carmel, Indiana, says that they're going to start installing the next generation of roundabouts with two and three stories that you can drive up and down with a pagoda in the middle of it. Looks like the Tower of Babel. So literally next level roundabouts. And then the Edinburgh Airport says that they are installing bike lanes next to the tarmac takeoff and landing strips. So that's like a little bike lane next to the planes because people want to be able to ride on. I thought that was funny. Let's see. Some of the other ones that were interesting yesterday. That one was boring. Tic Tacs announced Dr. Pepper flavor with Tic Tacs shaped like little Dr. Pepper cans.
That would be so good, though.
You can see. Hey, look at this picture. That's amazing.
Oh, that is amazing. Oh, my goodness. I would buy that.
I know you would. I know you would. Let's see. Tabasco has come out with a Tabasco. Califia Farms comes out with Tabasco brand flavored pepper milk. So milk flavored like Tabasco. What was the one I saw? There was something. It was a mood lingerie. Like, so the mood of the wearer is shown in the color of the lingerie.
That way you go,
go, no go. Yeah, that's right. Or go carefully. This one reminded me of that. The Aura ring by Aura, so it would see what your aura is and show other people. Do you like cat poo? Of course you don't. But would you like a candle? The cat poo number two scented candle. Gross. What was the one that I saw over here? There's long, long scrolling. Cadbury's cream filling in the packet, like a sauce packet. Was it Chick-fil-A, the pickle-flavored everything, including pickle-flavored milkshakes, I think was the one I saw. This one got me thinking of that. It was Deep India Kitchen came out with butter chicken-flavored ice cream, chicken tikka masala-flavored ice cream, and spinach paneer ice cream. The first two I'm a yes, the last one I'm a no. I actually kind of like the Indian chicken curry-flavored ice cream. Sounds like that might be good.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, John, you're in to try one of those. You've got a curry or curry. I'm not sure. It's a chicken wing deboner.
Sweet. Oh my gosh!
It looks
my son
like
had
a drill
wings.
Press.
Yeah, he had chicken wings last night, and that was his biggest complaint.
Yeah,
so I'm like,
yeah, I mean, that would definitely take care of that problem. Nerds flavored chicken dip. Fried chicken dip into your Nerds. I don't know. Some of these are so silly. But those were the ones that kind of caught my attention. Then there was this other page. I want to pull that up real quick. Now, the problem with these pages that have all these lists on them is they chew up like so much of your memory that they'll actually clog up your computer if you keep them open, which I have to be careful not to do that.
There was one last night on YouTube that had over 500,000 views.
Oh, what was that?
This guy went around. He's obviously a mechanic.
Okay.
And he went around. He just bought a Tesla, and he was asking for an oil change in the Tesla because the previous owner said in the maintenance needed to be done. It was hilarious, man.
Oh, that's I like that. That's funny. 437-1620. If you saw any that made you laugh yesterday, feel free to share them with me. I can't find the other one that I was just thinking about, but that's okay. The ones I share with you are the ones I mostly wanted you to hear about because they were kind of cute. Somebody texted in. Oh, this is the YouTube of probably one of the things the Duolingo and the Carnival. I have to look at that in a second. Anyway, if you build things for a living, if you just need to buy some piece of equipment in order to repair something around your home, Pensacola Hardware, they've got what you need. Now, the thing that there's really their bread and butter, like for the longest time, what they have been is a commercial construction supply business. So if you are a builder, if you are a contractor, they're your place, man. And, the thing is, they know how to speak your language. They don't need you to explain what you're talking about. Like, when you go in there and talk to them and tell them the problem, they'll know what you mean. They've probably encountered that problem before. They'll know how to solve it. But more importantly, you'll be talking to people that you know understand what you're talking about. And if they've got it in stock, great. Or if they have to special order something, like, they can do that. And also, a lot of times, right, your engineer, your architects come up with some specified product. They take care of those. I mean, they order for those for folks all the time. And again, the idea is they're like your real representative. Like, they understand you. That's why they've been doing this for so long. When you talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield, they will absolutely understand what you're dealing with. Since 1851, Pensacola Hardware has been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Cops, Cars, and Crawfish is back on Saturday, April 12th. It's a car show and a crawfish boil to benefit the Escambia County Sheriff's Foundation. The gates at Five Flag Speedway open to the public at 10 a.m., and you can bring your family out to wander around and see some incredible cars. There's trophies, door prizes, a 50-50 raffle, a free movie on the big screen, the People's Choice Awards, and, of course, crawfish. The Cat Crew's going to be there. We'll be bringing the fun and games. We'll look forward to seeing you at Cops, Cars, and Crawfish 2025.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Studer Community Institute, with many others, is dedicated to creating America's first early learning city right here in Pensacola. To do that, Rishi and I built the United States' first early learning sensory garden right at the corner of Bailing Street and Main Street. Yep, right by the Brew Through. Bring your child. Not only will they have fun, but they'll also learn a lot. And while you're there, you can have a coffee or a smoothie or a bite to eat. So please, bring your child down to the Brew Through to the early learning sensory garden. Thank you.
It's always Sonny's here. This is Eldon with Sonny's Barbecue. When you're ready for slow smoke barbecue prepared by local pitmasters since 1968, it's always Sonny's. Visit us at 4 convenient locations in the News Radio area: Pine Forest, Navy Boulevard, 9th Avenue, and in Pace on Highway 90. With $10 big deals and all-you-can-eat ribs for only $19.99 every day. Kids eat free every Saturday, and don't forget that good old banana pudding, all served with a heaping portion of Southern hospitality. Open daily at 10:45. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
I'm not the first guy who fell in love with a girl he met in a restaurant who then turned out to be the daughter of a kidnapped scientist, only to lose her to a childhood lover who she'd last seen on a deserted island and who turned out 15 years later to be the leader of the French underground.
Until you saw me, then you rang me.
sad news coming overnight that Val Kilmer has passed away at the age of 65 from pneumonia. Of course, he had overcome cancer. And, you know, a lot of us grew up. I mean, if you're a Gen X kid, you grew up on Val Kilmer movies, right? I mean, his first four movies were Top Secret, Top Gun, and what was the third one? All of a sudden, it escaped my brain. Real Genius, which I had somebody text in and say, this is so sad. He said, it's been a really difficult week for me. My brother had passed away just recently.
Wow.
And Val Kilmer inspired him to become an engineer from Real Genius.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you think of, you know, Top Gun inspiring people to grow up and go into the Navy, go into the military, go into aviation. But I can see it for, you know, I mean, many roles that people play might inspire somebody to grow up to be a teacher, mm-hmm. or grow up to be whatever. You know, like Wall Street might inspire you to grow up to be a, you know, inside trader, robber baron, you know, whatever. Greed is good. But no, that's really cool. I wouldn't have thought about that. Somebody being inspired to be an engineer because of, you know,
I think
popping
awesome.
Popcorn with a space laser, you know, in mirrors, right? Like that's, I mean, that's pretty cool. 6:25.
You haven't done that?
What's that?
You haven't done that?
Not in a while.
Oh, okay.
John Pickens has got traffic on the five. John?
All right. Still no accidents rolling right now, which is good news. I-10, I-110 are not seeing any delays. Just a minor delay if you're trying to get on Avalon Boulevard from Highway 90 to go southbound on Avalon. Other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Tariffs are expected to take effect today against countries President Trump says are taking advantage of the U.S. Trump is expected to announce those tariffs against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. He's calling it Liberation Day. There's a big Rose Garden event that he's got scheduled. I believe the title of that is Make America Wealthy Again. That'll be at 3:00 this afternoon. The Justice Department says it will be seeking the death penalty for alleged insurance CEO killer Luigi Mangione. Attorney General Pam Bondi making that announcement on Tuesday. And South Carolina authorities have now arrested four people in connection to the Table Rock wildfire that started 2 weeks ago at a state park, Table Rock State Park, and it's burned over 13,000 acres in western South Carolina. Tuesday, two 18-year-olds, a 19-year-old, and a juvenile were charged with starting the wildfire.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620, always feel free to text me on any subject whatsoever. Agree, disagree, or just want me to know something, I'm always here for you. Did you watch any of the Cory Booker speech?
No, I did not.
I watched a solid 10 seconds. Like, I mean, I was curious. Actually, what happened is, so Cory Booker started this speech, not last night, but the night before last, on the floor of the Senate. And it was not a filibuster because he wasn't impeding the operation of the Senate. He was just giving a speech. And I had wondered if he was going to try to break, you know, and it turns out, yes, that's exactly what he was trying to do. It was a speech complaining about Trump and Doge and all of that. And I, like I said, I watched just a tiny little bit. I actually opened up C-SPAN on my computer because I was curious if it was still going on after the show. And I'm like, oh, it's still going on. I wonder if he's going to try to break the record. Anyway, so he did. I think it's interesting that nobody really bothered watching the speech. Nobody's playing clips of the speech. Like,
right.
It's so, like, that's not the point. But the point was not the content. The point was to break the record. But here's where I think things get kind of interesting because my opinion is, and based on some of the stuff I've read, is that I think Cory Booker found it offensive that a segregationist, Strom Thurmond, had the prior longest speech record. And by the way, there's kind of a weird procedural thing because I guess Strom Thurmond went to the bathroom in the middle of the speech, but it was allowed at the time and they don't allow that anymore. So, you know, under the current rules, Ted Cruz had the longest speech. I don't know. Anyway, he started to run out of steam toward the end of it, but he allowed, you know, you're allowed to take questions. And, of course, if the person asking a question talks for a while, then you can breathe and relax or whatever. He fasted beforehand because I guess he didn't want to get hungry, but that meant he ran out of energy. I could have told you that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing that I find interesting is he wanted Strom Thurmond as a segregationist not to hold the record anymore, so he wanted to beat that. And in the stories that I read, the first one I read about this was in the AP. Strom Thurmond's speech was protesting the Civil Rights Act in 1957. It didn't say that Strom Thurmond was a Democrat. At all. Now, NBC, to their credit, mentioned that Strom Thurmond was a Democrat, segregationist. You know, it was the Democrats who were against civil rights originally. But the Democrats were the ones who seceded, okay? And then the Democrats were angry at LBJ for promoting civil rights. And then in 60, 1964, I think, after the Civil Rights Act. That's when Strom Thurmond actually became a Republican. So Cory Booker was trying to overcome the record held by a segregationist, a fellow Democrat, that the AP thought wasn't interesting enough to mention.